A single punch in a street fight takes out a pair of young lives. A 16-year-old nails a 12-year-old boy directly in the face. The 12-year-old crumples to the ground. It takes only a minute to see he's dying. Another minute, he's dead. Taurus Buchanan can never forget looking down at the lifeless face of Jacques Brown in 1994. And from that moment, Taurus stopped being a juvenile and became a caricature of a 1990s criminal monster, beloved of law and order politicians in both parties. Think Chucky from the movies crossed with an old-style gangster.
They are often the kinds of kids that are called super predators. No conscience, no empathy.
There are no violent offenses that are juvenile. You rape somebody, you're an adult. You shoot somebody, you're an adult.
Hillary Clinton and Newt Gingrich on the super predator bandwagon back in 1996. Taurus Buchanan, meanwhile, went to jail for life. He's 39 today, caught in a judicial limbo as the Supreme Court has slowly rolled back the political absurdities of the 90s, declaring the death penalty and life without parole unconstitutional sentences for juveniles. But will the Supreme Court decide in 2016 to apply its earlier rulings retroactively to affect people like Taurus Buchanan? Corey Johnson is one of the writers and reporters for the Marshall Project who looked at this Taurus Buchanan case for Mother Jones Magazine. He joins us now. Corey, welcome to The Takeaway.
Glad to be here.
What can you say about Taurus Buchanan, and who's most responsible for him being in jail for life, do you think?
Taurus Buchanan was a kid who made a childlike mistake. Many people out there in your listening audience, and maybe even yourself when you were a young person, might have wrestled or had a childhood fight or called another classmate names. That's what Taurus Buchanan got caught up in. And the question becomes, what is the real role of the criminal justice system? The system tries to do what's right, to try to bring healing and repair, or should the system bend towards punishment? And in Taurus's case, the system bent towards extreme punishment. It charged him as an adult. It gave him a mandatory sentence. And that one punch became a death sentence for not just Jacques Brown, but Taurus Buchanan as well. And the other thing I found that was fascinating in talking to all the participants, this case not only impacted on Taurus Buchanan, but everyone else associated with it. I talked to jurors who felt haunted by the decisions that they made in this case. I talked to the prosecutor, as you'll see in the story, who also used the word haunted. In fact, he told me that he had nightmares about this case. I talked to the family of the victim, who almost, when I in discussions, thought Taurus Buchanan was still a 16-year-old kid. It's just to illustrate how frozen they were, or they are, as a result of this case.
Speaking of regrets, in talking about the prosecutor here, why did a young African-American prosecutor use this case to actually get ahead in his own career when he was clearly victimizing an individual who grew up on the streets, who was involved in a fighting culture that perhaps needed some different message from the criminal justice system?
Well, if you talk to Tony Clayton, he would tell you that, believe it or not, Black lives matter to him, too. You know, one critique that is often levied against the criminal justice system is that sometimes when Blacks are victims, that African-Americans don't get the same kind of swift and harsh punishment that would deter the wrongdoers. And Tony Clayton said that he just had a philosophy that if you took a person of color's life, that you were going to get treated with the most severe consequences if he had anything to do with it.
Some states have actually gone ahead and applied the Supreme Court rulings retroactively, and that has affected some prisoners. Why not in this case? And what do you think the realistic chances for Taurus Buchanan are?
Well, Louisiana has a very they embrace a tough on crime culture. When I had a chance to spend some time down there and talk to people, I was frankly amazed at how revered Tony Clayton was to the local town. I mean, everybody had a Tony Clayton story. And I even interviewed some people who had just come out of prison who talked about how they felt Tony Clayton was having an impact even on the young men that he put away for life. And so in that area of the country, they really value a tough approach. And so it's hard to say how lenient or how forgiving they may be. But there has been a lot of discussions about the drawback to that approach, which has kind of caused their jails and their prisons to be overburdened and has sucked up their budgets to have to deal with warehousing these inmates. And so Louisiana is an open question right now about which way they're going to go. There's a new governor. He ran on a platform of criminal justice reform and trying to ease some of the overcrowding. But he also met some attack ads. It's really hard to say which way Louisiana is going to go, but just know that they very much value the tough-on-crime approach there.
Corey Johnson is a reporter for the Marshall Project and one of the writers that looks at this Taurus Buchanan case for Mother Jones Magazine. Corey, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.